From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, July 23rd. 10 stories, evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from Peter Attia, MD. Should you choose organic food? The strongest evidence comes from a handful of randomised feeding trials and several meta-analyses that compare people eating a fully organic diet with those eating a conventional one. Those studies show that organic foods tend to have lower pesticide residues and a modest increase in certain antioxidants. But the differences in most vitamins and minerals are small and often not clinically meaningful. Observational work linking long-term organic food consumption to lower rates of some cancers or reduced allergy risk is suggestive, yet it can't prove cause and effect because lifestyle factors tend to cluster together. The same research notes that organic meat and dairy usually contain fewer antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which could matter for people especially concerned about antimicrobial resistance. In practice, the biggest trade-off is cost. Organic items often cost 20-30% more. If you're most worried about pesticide exposure, focusing on organic versions of produce with the highest residue levels, like strawberries, apples, and leafy greens, gives the biggest bang for your buck. For the rest, choosing a varied, plant-rich diet, whether organic or not, still delivers the core health benefits. Next, second, from This Is What Eats, Farmer's Market. I'm still thinking about those heirloom Italian tomatoes you first saw in Paris, deep crimson, ribbed like a tiny toy, and unbelievably juicy. Slice them thick on a sandwich, and the ridges peek out, or simmer them into a sauce that really lets the tomato flavour shine. Then there are the finger grapes, those long, seedless, tube-shaped grapes that stay crisp and snap when you bite them. They were developed by Stephen Murray of Murray Family Farms and show up at the Santa Monica Market under the name Shinano Smile. They're firm enough to bounce a quarter off them, and the Japanese magical grapes variety is sweet tart enough to make you grin with each bite, even if they cost $25 for a tiny container. You also mentioned the fresh Italian prune plums, which are oval, intensely sweet, and the same variety that gets dried into the prunes we love. The high sugar-to-water ratio means they're a concentrated burst of plum flavour when eaten fresh. Finally, you shared a quick snack routine. A smoothie with peanut butter, blueberries, banana, and milk that keeps you full for hours. Plus, a handful of posture hacks, decompression device, Epsom salts, a supportive bra, arch support socks, and a Theragun to help you stay comfortable while standing in the kitchen. Up next, third, from Platonic Love Letter. Issue, Milka 142, what it's like to quit tech and open your dream store. Sophie Dunn, a former tech professional, opened her dream store, Hamersley's Pantry, in South Boston just under a year ago. The store has already gained attention from local press, and Sophie credits her new role as an entrepreneur for helping her put down her phone and reduce her screen time. She's always wanted to run a store, and now she's dedicated to making it a place where customers try new things, like unique pasta options made from lupin flour or semolina scratch pasta. Sophie's store is a reflection of her personality, with meaningful items like a painting that hung in her parents' restaurant and handmade frames displaying kitchen tools. She's still adjusting to her new schedule, but enjoys starting her day like she used to in tech, with a workout, walking her dog, and coffee at her laptop, and then. Fourth, from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge. I see unsafe people. 9 things CPTSD notices before everyone else. I'm glad you asked. Here's what the piece says about how complex PTSD, CPTSD, shapes that something feels off sense. The author points out that the feeling isn't a vague intuition or paranoia. It's a rapid, low-level scan of dozens of tiny cues, microbehaviours, timing shifts, mismatches between words and actions, that the nervous system learned to trust when danger was often hidden behind charm or normalcy. Because the trauma was relational, the brain built a high-resolution radar for relational patterns. That means the body can flag a person as unsafe before the conscious mind can name why, using the same subtle data it used to stay safe as a child. The article frames this ability as a skill, not a flaw. It's a learned form of hypervigilance that, while sometimes labelled oversensitive, actually helped the person survive unpredictable, covert threats. So, when someone with CPTSD says, "something feels wrong," they're reporting a genuine, data-driven alarm that comes from a nervous system tuned to pick up danger that isn't obvious to most people. Next. Fifth, from Tell Me 3. Good things. 22 July, 2026. 3. Good things. I love starting the week with a positive vibe. Yesterday, I was working on a project without any expectations, just letting the ideas flow and see where they take me. It was really freeing, and I ended up with some great results. I also had a smooth trip back home, which is always a relief after a long flight. And I had a lovely conversation with my friend Lizzie about our summer adventures, including that fun pinhole camera class we took. It's amazing how certain memories can transport us back to a different time and place. Now, I want to hear from you. What are three good things that happened in your week so far? Up next, sixth, from The Vagenda. Why did a reasonable menopause article cause so much outrage? In the 1980s and 1990s, menopause hormone therapy, MHT, was not only prescribed for menopause symptoms, but it was also recommended for heart health and to slow aging based on lower quality evidence. And then, after the initial reporting of the Women's Health Initiative, WHI, results, it was subsequently underprescribed as many clinicians feared they would be increasing the risk for their patients for breast cancer, blood clots, and cardiovascular disease. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.